Welcome to Jefferson County's podcast for the people. I'm your host, Kiara Morrow. Joining us today is Cedric Norfleet Jr. in our Jefferson County IT department. Welcome, Cedric.
Hey, it's nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you. We certainly appreciate you joining us to talk about a very important subject, and that is the dangers of phishing emails.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it is.
Very important. So you do an outstanding job in our IT department. Tell me a little bit about you and your role.
I'm the information security officer. I manage the cybersecurity department. So that covers all the security. We're checking emails. We're checking network connections, you know, all that, you know, keeping everything safe and in order, making sure nothing disrupts that for our employees and people using our services, like when they're renewing their tags or, you know, whatever covers all of that.
That's important because this day and age, it's a lot that we're doing regarding technology. A lot of things are being done online. So keeping us safe from the cyber attacks that could potentially come in our Outlook, the employees of Jefferson County received some emails from you regarding the dangers of phishing emails. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that and just what, number one, tell the people what is a phishing email?
Phishing email is a well-crafted email that may look like a legitimate, you know, person, your boss, a relative, or from a company you're familiar with in general. So you might get a, you know, you normally get your bank statements, you know, digitally in your email. Now, if you know it's not the time of the month to get your bank statements and you get something to say, well, you need to log in, it seems forced or like you need to check this now, it's urgent, you know, and you never got something like that before.
Gotcha.
It's normally phishing.
And urgent can oftentimes just make us want to click on it because, you know, if you see urgent and you see it by your bank statement or your bank, then you automatically think, hey, those are my finances. I need to click it.
Yes.
But those are kind of phishing tools to kind of get people to click it, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I've seen it lots of times. Even I made some doing testing and having the background and, you know, hacking, creating a well-crafted email and, you know, sending it to folks and people thinking they're logging into something just looks like and it just buffering, circling, but you just gave them, you know, a free pathway into your
wow.
information. Yes.
So just by clicking it, it gives them access to all of our information, or they could potentially tap into our what, browser and go in through our personal information?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's correct.
Well, that's important because a lot of people don't know that. You think by clicking a link that no one can have it, but that's kind of the trick of it, correct?
Yes, yes. So when you click a link, normally what happens, depending on how advanced the threat actor is, he may download something that allows him to come back and connect later. Because it never happens, you know, right there in your face all the time. It's a, all right, I got in, I'm going to wait, lay low.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Antivirus hasn't kicked in yet. You know, and then while you sleep, you might see a couple, you know, just from you getting those emails and you clicking that link and not checking.
That's important. And it's very it's dangerous for people like the elderly community who, you know, would just be unsuspecting of this type of tricks and schemes to just kind of get their personal information. It's a lot of these going around targeting organizations. And our job is to help the citizens of Jefferson County, in addition to the employees of Jefferson County and surround any employee, be mindful of these, especially during the holiday. You send out a couple of tips regarding these emails and phishing attacks. Can we go over a few of those?
Oh, yeah, sure. So number one would be do not click any suspicious links. So if you know you didn't order anything from Amazon, per se, or Target or Walmart, you know, don't go and click on it and open the email saying, you know, thinking you did that. Number one, check. So if you're on your phone or if you have a computer with your mouse, you can hover over the link and without clicking anything and see where it directs you. Good. If it says Walmart, you know, and it got like two L's or two A's in it, or it says some weird type of text, you know, outside of just Walmart.com, it's probably, and then in any case, you can go to that site directly, you typing it in.
That's good to know. So one of the main catches would be misspelled words, double letters, any kind of weird encrypted wording that ordinarily wouldn't come from any of these retail suppliers, correct?
Correct.
Good. That's great. Next tip.
Do not disclose sensitive information. Verify the legitimacy of emails and calls and report suspicious emails and calls immediately.
That is also important because sensitive information, you think if it's urgent, I have to hurry up and give them my information. I have to solve this problem because no one, again, wants to be caught off guard. They don't want their finances to take a hit or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Next one.
Those will be the main ones, but to go over them a little more in detail. Phishing, and you also have vishing, would it be like voice calls.
Oh, those come through text messages.
Well, that'd be smishing. That's smishing.
Okay, so smishing, vishing, and phishing.
Yes, I've
never heard of that.
Yeah, I didn't know who came up with the name convention, but so with the calls, number one, that's a thing now, especially with AI merging, which can be a fun tool, but in the wrong hands can lead to, you know, bad stuff. So one thing, if you get a call and it's saying, hey, is this such and such? Don't say yes, because they can record that and go and try to open up an account with you, and they got your voice.
They can get your voice. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm glad you mentioned AI, because that's the next wave of this technology that's really taken off. So those voices are generated to sound important. And so we automatically think, okay, this must be someone important. They sound legitimate. They don't sound like a scammer or whoever that sounds like.
Yes.
But that's something great to be mindful of. You talked about verifying the legitimacy of emails and calls and reporting suspicious emails and calls immediately.
Yes.
So you mentioned about don't click the links at all. Mm-hmm. So it's important that they know that once you click on the link, you open up your entire network in your browser for your information to be received, correct?
Yes, correct.
Well, we definitely want to keep these tools in mind, and we definitely want the public and everyone to know about the dangers of these types of schemes going on, especially during the holiday.
For regular citizens in the county and, you know, nationwide, all over, you can send it to your, you know, spam or junk or whatever. It should already, your phone or tablet should already have some type of filtering for that anyway, but the ones that slip through, you can delete it. Don't click the link to it.
Okay, so that's great. Don't click the link to it. And there's nothing wrong with not clicking a link. You can automatically just delete those or send them to your spam, correct?
Yes, yes.
So they need to know that the tab just don't go into the whole portal that could potentially open up the browser.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is very helpful, and we appreciate you coming on board today. We certainly want to continue actively working to enhance our security measures and providing awareness of these threats. And even with our elderly community, once we get past the holiday season, because they can be an easy prey a lot of times because they're not technologically advanced in a lot of these things going on. So we want to continue to spread awareness. And we know by conducting additional awareness training to further strengthen our defense against these threats, it serves us to know as much information as possible. So we thank you so much for coming by today, and we appreciate you for giving us this valuable information. We will have these rules and these tips listed in the podcast description so that everyone can be mindful of these, not just during the holidays, but from here on out. And we thank you for joining us on Jefferson County's podcast for the people. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad I could spread more knowledge and keeping everybody safe.